It is time to bring in Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street at The Economy and politics and sports, brings over 40 years of experience to those subjects and more. And we always welcome him in on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you doing?
I thought
that was a very succinct, lovely way of describing for people's health exactly what this thing is all about.
I get so upset when people compare this to the flu because it's not comparable to any other. There is no way to prevent it other than no contact. And once you get it, there's no way to treat it. Your body, with help of respirators and stuff, is the answer to defeat it. So, yeah, it is just plain foolish to compare it to the flu. It's just crazy.
It is, and it really gets you to realize how significant the Governor Cuomo is in terms of his and the chap in Washington and several other governors and being very, very specific. And, you know, keep your distance. Do your part and you'll help yourself and you'll help everybody else. But people, you know, this is why I think your comment is so important. Everybody's got to wake up. I mean, something's happening here. And as we've seen throughout the country in various examples, people haven't been paying attention. But I think we probably turned the corner on that. Unfortunately, we've also turned the corner on more cases and so forth. But anyhow, I think that's, you know, we could begin and end it there in terms of our day. That's what we have to do.
What's interesting about this, and I want people to realize the numbers that are being thrown around by experts, and they are being thrown around because as they give these numbers of potential outcomes, they are saying these are only guesses. But the best guess is that if we're very, very, very lucky, 80,000 people will pass from this. If we're not so lucky, 100,000. And if we really don't handle it perfectly, up to 200,000 people can possibly pass. Now, these are just estimates, but they're coming from experts. These aren't coming from the president. These are coming from medical experts. Imagine this, folks. In the Vietnam War, we lost about 55,000 to 60,000 Americans in that war. We're looking at 80,000 to 100,000 to 200,000 here. Is it a small percent of our population? Yes, but it's still a ton of people's lives that'll be cut short. That's you know, I keep stressing it. That's why these people that say, well, you know, you don't have to do this or that. Yes, you do. We the only way we can stop this is by distancing ourselves from other people. But anyway. With that being said, Jim, I mean, it does rule when you take a look at the news. We haven't heard much about missiles in North Korea. We haven't heard much about the other strifes. This is how important this story is, and it's not only here in America where the news media tends to focus in on one thing, but it's all over the world. I mean, this is really quite an amazing, unbelievable, sad time that we are in right now with something that we have seen in the movies, Jim, and I don't think people who watched the movies that came before this realize that, hey, this actually could happen, and it's happening.
Well, I think we still, we have to continue for another moment or so on this serious situation. What's extremely frustrating, sad, whatever you want to call it. You know, we actually, 2 years ago, in this administration, we had the playbook that for something like this happening. And the Obama administration, in passing the baton, told the current administration that, well, here's the playbook. We've researched and understood this possible pandemic situation, and not about this particular thing, but, and, you know, we've had the information, and that in a way is sadder than anything else. I mean, it's not like, it's very difficult to say. We had information, 2 to 3 years ago of the seriousness of this, and then the administration, whoever, whatever, they said, "Oh, well, forget about it. We don't want to spend the money on it, this and that." If you just look at that, well, not being too dramatic, that is very sad. Very sad, but it should wake us up to the fact that it's in our ballpark of the washing the hands, the distance, and so forth. Because the federal government, with the billions and trillions they control over periods of time, they blew it. They had the info and the playbook so that when this first happened, they could have come in the door and done the necessary things as the Chinese did. It's remarkable what the Chinese did in retrospect, how they shut the damn thing down.
It's, you know, and now I am going to make a quasi-political comment. I've said all along from the very beginning that this president should not be conducting these conferences. It should be the experts. I saw a clip today, and I was blown away. The guy that runs the company MyPillow was brought up on stage yesterday to talk about the pandemic. This guy who runs MyPillow. I mean, stop this. Let's just have the experts up there giving us the stark details, giving us the what is going on medically, what is going on with the transportation of supplies, of needed materials. Let's just get the facts on this. I appreciate if businesses want to pitch in and help, but that doesn't mean that they get a free commercial to talk, to show up, and they're introduced as it's. Stop it already. This is a serious situation, and we need serious people talking about serious topics about it.
You know, my wife has the courage to watch those 5 o'clock things. I can't stand it. But yesterday, I walked into the room when she was watching it, and I couldn't believe MyPillow man was on the screen. I said, "What in the name of God is this?" I mean, he does have a lot of claims against him in business for various things, but he looks like an oily guy from the old West with that mustache. And when he said about God giving us Trump, I said, "My goodness, it's not my God. I'm not the God of money. That's the God of Trump, and that's the God of you." And that's the problem here. You just said it very well. These people come on and they toady up to him, and they get a chance to toady up to Trump, and they get a chance to show their wares, sell their product. I mean, this thing with GM, this is sickening, the GM situation. GM, according to a guy who was working with GM, and his little company was already producing. Trump decided he wanted, big businessman that he is, to negotiate a better price from General Motors in a crisis, as people are dying every minute or so throughout the country. I mean, that is where we've come to a situation where life is not precious. The art of the deal, making money, preparing for the next election. I don't have to say any more. People will just have to take in what you take in.
Now, what I want to also go on to is the $2 trillion measure that was put together to help Americans. Folks, hey, I know it's going to balloon the budget even more than it's been ballooned, but this is something essential. What's bad about this is it comes on the heels of that big tax cut that happened earlier, and it almost coincides with the fact that, if you remember, many, many years ago, there was a big tax cut given by George Bush, and then after that, 9/11 happened. This country is strong enough to withstand these hits back-to-back, but One thing I want to point out, Jim, and this is what's interesting, is we here as a nonprofit are sitting here, and when our customers call us in and say they can't pay their bill, you know what we say to them? Well, you know what? We're going to cancel it out for this month. Let's hope that this ends quick enough. So we're in a weird situation. We are here to support business, government, and community as a nonprofit, to spread information. The government stimulus package wasn't going to include anything for nonprofits. Well, it does now, and I say this, and I want to put this out to any business that might be listening. If you're a nonprofit, and you have 500 or few employers, or less than that, there is a PPP SBA loan, okay? Payroll Protection Plan, okay? You can apply for this once it's going to come within 15 days. Once it comes to your local bank, this is the great thing about this. It's being administered by your local bank, not the government. And there's no big financial forms. All you have to do is prove that you've got a nonprofit that's been in business for a certain amount of time, show your expenses, show that, and guarantee that people will stay on the payroll. If people stay on the payroll for the duration of this, for nonprofits, the loan will be forgiven. That's important. That's finally something for nonprofits. We have to make it the next 2 weeks because we have zero money coming in. I mean, not zero, but pennies. And we're strong enough to get through this. But business and small business is not the main driver of our country, but you know it is on a regional basis, Jim, and small businesses. No one nowadays has what you should normally have 3 months of expenses to back up. Not one business I know of has that anymore. No one has that anymore. So this is an important factor, and how well businesses recover at the end of this is really going to be the big thing, Jim, that this country is going to have to deal with. If businesses can rebound quickly, that's one thing. But if businesses rebound slowly, or some businesses can't come back at all, I mean, there's going to be very, very big financial problems ahead, even once we're past this pandemic.
Well, number one, that is marvelous information for all of us to have. Also, it's lovely to hear that there's something available to the true grassroots of the country. And in addition, what you're saying really highlights the fact that what drives this country, there's a top line, they manufacture and they this and that. But what drives the country is the average person in either an average business or just doing a regular job who contributes to the volume of transactions that makes the economy hum. And I just hope, not really having read the fine print of a lot of the stuff coming out of Washington, that one, it's there to basically help people in tremendous need, but two, to help the overall economy. It's like when you hear people saying, keep your distance for yourself, but for the rest of us. Because if you infect another person, they unfortunately might infect, and on it goes. So too with this, we have to do this thing at the lowest level of self-interest, which is normally just a general working guy, not a corporate executive. But this is what makes our society hum. And just so I don't we get away from it and I don't talk about it, I tell you, it is so incredible the people we have in this country who stand up as nurses and doctors and technicians and help us in various ways in this crisis. But I'm talking about the people on the lines daily to help us.
You're right. Go ahead. Oh, no, you're right. But how about the
people who are just at the mini-mart?
That operate the stores, the businesses that are open, the gas stations, the bus drivers.
How about the delivery people?
Many people that go to work, and you know what? The longer this goes, the less work they're going to have. But these are the people that are out there every day with no protection at all.
And they're doing it because it's the right thing to do. Also, ton of people. Great thing about New York State, ton of people volunteered. Ton of people. And there are people signing up to volunteer. There's some really good, connected stuff going on. And I just want to go back for 1 second to because I was listening to you both as I was driving in, about the rescue package. For the time being, it is it has been expanded, quote, to cover people that would not normally be covered in this situation. The idea being to just make it possible to survive, since it's hard, but I am amazed at how much time I had to spend in the last couple of days saying, well, why don't you just look at, oh, no, it won't be appropriate for, oh, no. So act like, okay, fine, but you might want to look at it anyway. And the number of phone calls that I started getting yesterday, it's like, oh, yeah, I talked to my bank and, it might be able to cover the such and such. And I got a kid who was working in New York until he had to leave, who's currently in quarantine. It's like, dude, sign up for unemployment. Oh, no. Actually, this unemployment is good. So the fact is, and it's very hard. People who aren't out on the front lines, starting with the medical professionals, of course, and the nurses and the people who get the nurses to work and blah, 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 running the entire gamut. For the people who are not out there and who are trying to figure out how to get through this period, have a look. Have a look. You might find that there's something that helps.
We have about 3 minutes left, Jim, so we'll let you take the stage for a second. Or 3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes. It is your show, after all.
It is your show.
But well, thanks for letting
I'm
me talk.
I was kind of dancing towards the exit, but here I'm coming back.
Okay. Look,
I'm a high stepper.
Okay.
what you say, Jill, is, we're down to short strokes right now in this country. We're down to a reality that comes periodically, like in depressions or great recessions, where everybody's got to step back and say, okay, this is happening. What do I have? Who do I have? Where do I want to go? And what do I have to do to get there? And sometimes the getting there seems like it's a big trial and tribulation and a lot of hard work. But as we've seen in this country, we've always come back. And I think that the necessary ingredients are there. I think Jill has said it well, though. Let's investigate what you have available to you. And, this is not a time to be shy and prideful, oh, I couldn't do this or that. It's a time to survive.
Yep.
Time to survive for yourself and for your family and for your community and for the country. Because we all, in various ways, have got to do whatever we can do.
Yep.
Yeah.
I
was just going to say, and we literally, this is not just, this is everywhere. This is everywhere. This is everybody. So,
right.
If that makes you feel a little bit better.
And maybe that's what this is all about, this whole crisis we're going through. Mm-hmm. Bringing us back together, because we've become a very divisive society.
Yep.
So if this is what it takes, so be it.
All right.
Because life is well lived by living well.
All right, Jim. That's a great way to end it.
Okay.
Bravo.
We'll speak to you next week, Jim.
Good to talk to you.
Stay safe.
We're all going to get through this thing. Okay?
We most certainly are.
All right. Stay safe, Jim.
Okay. Love you.
See you. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio.